En octubre de este año tendremos la visita de Miu a Guadalajara, quienes regresan a la ciudad para tener este show especial del disco Frangers. Y en la línea telefónica tenemos a Jonas, integrante de Miu. Hola, Jonas.
Hola, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
Where are you right now?
I'm in a park in Copenhagen, Denmark.
Enjoying the summer?
Yes, it's been really nice today, very warm for us.
Great. So, Jonas, you will return to Mexico to play this special show, playing entirely the album Frangers.
That's right. And I'm really looking forward to it.
So it's 15 years now from the release of the album. It's a while, right?
It feels sometimes like it's been a lot longer, and sometimes like it was yesterday. So time is weird, you know?
Because in these 15 years, not only you have changed and the band have changed in a lot of ways, but the music industry have changed a lot.
That's true. Absolutely. I think there are good things about how it's changed, and there are some not so good things. But really, there's not. You can't really stop progress, you know, and you just have to do the best you can with what you have. And I think a lot of artists are doing that. And there are so many channels now for bands to get their music out, and I think that's a good thing. And bands are touring a lot, because that is really what sustains bands nowadays is the live shows. And I think that's great too, because I love going to shows. And in Copenhagen, there's always something I want to go and see, and it wasn't always like that, you know?
Yes, it's a great opportunity for a lot of bands to make the music going to a new audience, a global audience.
True, absolutely. Absolutely, and there's... But, you know, the downside, I guess, to it is that the internet is so huge, and there are so many things to discover that maybe some of the really great things get lost in the crowds of things, you know? And definitely a lot of stuff that I really love is still not very well known, and should be more known, I think. But I think everybody feels like that, you know?
Yes, yes. Jonas, you as you said, you play a lot do a lot of tours, play a lot of festivals, and you have a very great vibe on the stage, and also the visuals are absolutely amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
You create them, right?
I make the visuals. I've done that for years. I started doing it because I was always doing animations, you know, when I was a kid, and I actually had a job before the band got signed. I was working with, you know, doing special effects and things like that for movies. So I had kind of like a background in it. And then one day I thought, why not implement it in our live show? So we've done that for many years. And in the beginning, it helped me a lot because I didn't really feel like a great front man on stage. So I thought, if I give people something else to look at, then I can get away with just looking at my shoes for the whole show because I was shy. But you know, over the years, it's just become, you know, I'm not quite that shy anymore, but it's still a part of the show because it's become a part of the whole expression, you know?
Yes. I'm pretty sure that you are not longer shy, right?
Well, I'm still... I'm not the least shy person in the world, but I'm not the most shy either, you know.
Because it's been over 20 years that the release of your first album.
Yes, that's true.
I'm pretty sure that changed you.
That's crazy to think about.
Yes. You have changed a lot over 20 years, right?
It does. But you know what? I think that I'm never going to be the typical front man, because I think... The front man who is super extrovert and just, you know, like someone like Prince, he was just born to be a front man, and I wasn't. I had to learn, you know. I'm always going to have a little bit of that shyness to me. That's just part of my personality, you know. No matter how many years I do this for, I always get nervous. And I actually wouldn't want to, I don't want to not be nervous, because I think that the excitement of being a bit nervous it makes me do a better show, you know. So yes. So I think it's a good thing.
And I'm pretty sure that that is one of the reasons that you have that connection with the Mexican audience.
Right. Yeah.
It's always crazy.
I don't know what it was, but you know, the first time we went to Mexico, I think it was in 2009, and we had no idea what to expect, and we were just so overwhelmed with the reception we got, and people were so welcoming, and we were amazed with how many people were into our music, you know. So it's always been a bit of a mystery to us, but also a really magical place, and place we're really grateful to be able to go. And I wish we could go more often. I wish we'd gone more often, but it's far away. far away from Denmark.
Yes, and your Mexican fans are really engaged with the band, and sure that they grab you a lot on social media, and they go to all your shows.
Yeah, and a lot of Mexican fans come to see us when we play America as well, which is really moving, you know. That's amazing.
That was one of the reasons that you chose Mexico to play the show of Rangers Anniversary?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we didn't want to do as many shows this year as we did last year. We just wanted to pick a handful of places and festivals and go some places that felt like, you know, it's important to do that there. And definitely Mexico is one of those places. And there aren't that many places we're going, so I'm really happy we're going there.
What's your most important memory about the creative process of making Frangers?
It was such a long process, because we wanted to work with this producer, American producer, and our label didn't really know him that well. So first he came to Denmark and did one song with us here. Then we did three more songs with him in L.A., and then we did the rest in like England and Denmark. So it was a long process, and obviously some of the songs were kind of reimaginings of the previous versions of those songs.
Okay.
So six songs on the album are actually older songs that we re-recorded, and then four new songs. I just think that it spans such a long time, it really captured a lot. There's a lot happening on that album, and in my memory of it, it's really precious to us. And you know, when we started recording it, we moved to London and kind of, you know, left our lives behind and started a new adventure. So that is really what that album represents to me, you know. Nice. And to meet all the fans all over the world, you know, playing the album live was a big change in my life.
So it's going to be a great night in October here in Teatro Diana in Guadalajara.
Absolutely. And I'm so ashamed that I got the list of where we were playing, and they made a spelling mistake in the name of the venue. So
no problem.
I mispronounced it.
Yes, I saw the video. There's no problem.
Now I know. I know it's Diana and not Diano.
I'm pretty sure that's not important.
So much forward.
The important thing is that you're going to play here in Guadalajara, and we will have a very special night.
Yes, definitely, and we will too, and I look so much forward to it.
Looking forward to see you here in Guadalajara, Jonas.
Thanks so much. You too.
It's been a pleasure to have this conversation with you.
Likewise, very much. Very much so.
See you.
Have a great day. Thank you.